We're learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Negilah and Aleph. I'm going to go back to Daf Nevezah and Beis, a few sugyas over there. The Gemara there brings the Braisa that the Aron was Nignaz. Mishin Nignaz Aron, Nignaz Imai, Tzinsanis Amon, Utsleich Hashem and Amishko, Maklash Aron Shkadar Brachav, Argish Hashagu Pushdan, Daril Lelekei Yisrael. That these four things were Nignaz together with the Aron, the Tzinsanis Haman, the pitcher of Mon, which Aron HaKoyim was instructed to put Lefnei Eidus, the Tzleichas of the Shemen HaMishcham, the Maklish Aron Shkedeh Prachel, the stick of iron which miraculously had Shkedem and Prachim, and the Argus that the Plishtim sent as a present for Lekei Yisrael when they gave back the Aron. Yeshua Melech was Gainizit because he realized he was going to Golus, and the Gemara brings a passing of Divrei Hayamim, which indicates the Gneza of Yeshua Melech, Vayim Levim and Mevinim Lechol Yisrael, Akdeshul Mashem, Tnuas Arein Akadish Abayis, Ashabana Shleim, Medavim Melech Yisrael. The Gemara says that means he was Gainizit. Ein Lecha Masa Bekosef, you're not going to carry it in your shoulders anymore. At Ivzus Hashem Lekechem Asami Yisrael. Now the Gemara then says, Om Rabbi Lazar, Asya Shama Shama, Vasya Deiris Deiris, Vasya Mishmeris Mishmeris. And Rashi explains, Shama Shama is to tell you that by the Aron it says, Ishmael Lecha Shama, it's Tzinsanis Haman, it says, Asen Shama. The Deiris Deiris is to tell you that by the Tzinsanis Haman, it says, Ishmeris and Deiris Seichem, and by the Shem and the Mishka it says, Shem Mishas Kaidashi Azela Deiris Seichem. And the Maklash El Aron, you learn that from the Tzinsanis also, that both of them say Mishmeris. The Mishmeris Deiris Seichem, and the Mishmeris Leis Lebnei Meri. Now what precisely are you learning out? What are you learning out from the Aron with this Gzei Shava? So Rashi and Hariya says, Ma Aron Nignas, Av Tzinsanis Amon Nignas. And same thing with Shem and the Mishka, Ma Tzinsanis Amon Nignas, Av Shem and the Mishka Nignas. And the Maklash El Aron also, Ma Tzinsanis Amon Nignas, Av Maklash El Aron Nignas. So you're learning out the Din Gneza. And the Gvura Sariya is bothered by Rashi and Hariya. How are you going to learn the Din Gneza? The Gzei Shava was telling you about an event that's going to happen many, many generations later. So, the Gvura Sari says that what's Gzei Shava teaching? You know, all these things have to be Munach Eitzel Aron, which is interesting because it says already by the Mun and by the Maklash El Aron, it says that you should put Lefnei Eidus. So I'm not 100% sure what you need the Gzei Shava for, but the Yisrael Davar is to have to be Munach by the Aron. So Mamelim, Misvar, the Gemara says that when the Aron was Nignas, so these things have to be with the Aron, so they have to be Nignas together with them. But the Gzei Shav is not directly on the Gneza. The Gzei Shav is that there's a din that these things have to be together with the Aron. There's a Grach al Hashash, Reb Chaim was maskim to the Gvura Sari, and he says, very interesting, he says it's a Rashi in Melachim that says away, Gvaldig of Bekiyas. There's a Pasuk in Melachim, it's in Perek Aleph of Melachim Aleph, Pasuk Lamites. It's talking about the Mashiach HaShleim. It says, V'ikach tzadik ha-kayin is-kayin ha-shemin min ha-oil v'yimshach ha-shleimai. Tzadik HaKayin took the picture of Shemin from the Ayel and was Meshach Shleimer. Rashi says the Ayel where the Aron was placed in near David. And Rashi says like this, Tzleicha Shal Shemin Amish Lefnei HaAron Samay Kamay Shal Nishayna Mesey the Yuma. That the Tzleicha Shem was Lefnei HaAron like it says in Yuma. What does it say in Yuma that Tzleicha Shemin has to be Lefnei HaAron? It says Gemara. So this Gemara is teaching you that the Tzleicha Shemin has to be Lefnei HaAron. That's a Pashup Shat in the Gemara. I saw Reb Chaim Kanevsky was bothered that if the Shemin HaMishka is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so how do you get it out when you want to use it to be Meshach the Kohen Gadol? He mentions his Mitzayin to a Tezim of Asher Daf Yadalad, which talks about how you're going to get the Sefer Torah that was in the Aron, and he says that for a Tzayrich, you could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for a specific Tzayrich. So perhaps they were allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedashim to get the Shem and the Mishka when they needed it. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Beis HaMechira, Perek Dal Halach Aleph says, Evan Haisa B'Kodesh HaKedashim Meravai, V'Leh Haya Aron Munach. There was an Evan in the Kodesh Kedashim on the west side, and on that Aron was the Aron. On that Evan, I mean, was the Aron. U'Lefanev Tzinsenes Haman U'Mate Aron. And before the Aron was Tzinsenes Haman and the Mate Aron. That's what he says. Then he writes, "Ube'esha bana Shleimer Sabayis v'yadash esayfer licharev." When Shleimer Melch originally built the Beis Hamikdash and he knew that it was going to be destroyed, bana makam lignis v'yaron lamata b'matmanias amukas v'alkalkalis. He made a place deep inside, in a deep and hidden place, where they could be gain is the iron, and Yeshua Melech Tziva Veganzai B'makam Shabana Shleimai. And Yeshua was gain is it in that precise place that Shleimai HaMelech built. Shanema V'yema L'Levim HaMevinim L'Chal Yisrael HaKadosh Shel Hashem Tnuas HaRein HaKadosh Shubayis HaShabana Shleimai David Melech Yisrael Ein Lecha Master Because of Chuliv Dres Hashem L'Kecha. So I think when the Rambam says that Shleimai HaMelech made the place and Yeshua was gain is it, and he brings the Pasuk, that he's teaching the pasuk of Bayis Hashabana Shleimai David Melech Yisrael, meaning the Makam Gniza that Shleimai made. Not in the Beis HaMikdash, because where would you see Gniza from that? But Bayis Hashabana Shleimai means specifically the Makam Gniza. I saw this in the Me'iri. That Bayis Hashabana Shleimai was this Makam that he made, the Matmanias Amukais Valkalkalais. And then he writes, V'ning this Imai Mate Ayin V'tzinsenes V'shemen HaMishcha. So the Reb Chaim is shtelzich on this. In the beginning, when the Rambam writes what was before the Aaron, he only says two things. It's Senes Haman and Mate Aaron. At the end, when he says what was Nignas, there he says the Mate Aaron is the Senes and the Shemen HaMishka. Why did he leave out the Shemen HaMishka in the beginning? Now, he also left out the Arga Shesholach Plishtim. That's because maybe there wasn't the Halacha about it. That was just done what they did. He's writing the Halachas. But that's Reb Chaim's bothered. In the beginning, he said that Lefnei Ha'arayin was the Tzitzenes Mana Mat Aaron. In the end, when he says it was Nignas, he says all three, the Mat Aaron, Tzitzenes, and the Shemen HaMishka. Why do you leave out the Shemen HaMishka in the beginning of the Halacha? So Reb Chaim says, he thinks of shots like this, because the Mat Aaron has a din of Lefnei Ha'edus, the Tzitzenes Mana is a din Lefnei Ha'arayin, but the Shemen HaMishka is no din that should be Lefnei Ha'edus. It has to be with the Aaron. It doesn't have to be Lefnei Ha'arayin. That's the words he uses. L'chaya very shmer, because the din of Shemen and Mishka is learned after the Tzitzenes Haman and the Mat Aaron. How could it be that they have a din lefnei Aaron and the Shemen and Mishka doesn't have a din lefnei Aaron? So I saw in the Minchas of Ram, he explains the Reb Chaim that by the Mat Aaron and the Tzitzenes Haman, there's a din Hanacha. Aaron was instructed, Hanacha Isai lefnei Eidus l'mishmeres, by the Tzitzenes Haman. But the Mat Aaron, originally it says, Hanach Hasamatis Lefnei Hashem, and then it says, Hashay Vesmate Aaron Lefnei Hashem Lemishmeres Lois Lefnei Meri. He had to return it. There's a halacha to put it there. But Hashem and Mishka, there's no mitzvah to put it there. It's just the din it has to be there. But there's no mitzvah to place it there. I didn't see this in the Lashon of the Grachal Hashas, but I'm assuming the Minchas of Ram heard this explanation of Chaim and Brisk. He learned by the Brisky Rav and by Rebarum. I assume that's where he got it from. That's a chilik that the Rambam says. In the beginning, the din of the Aaron that was Munach, that's in Sanis, on the Mount Aaron, because it is a din Hanacha. But Igniza, he brings the Shemen and Mishka also. It's a din that has to be there. What's the difference if there's a din Hanacha or Tzdamen has to be there? Now, for listen, but he says maybe like this, he says, in Mechaschinach, a mitzvah tzaddikai says, let's say someone would remove the Mount Aaron from the Aaron, or the Tzinsanis Haman. The Mechaschinach wants a tiny Zayven essay. It says, put it there. Talmud takes it away. He's being Mevatel that essay. So maybe that's a pshat, that by the Mate Ayin Senes Man, there's an assay, it should be there. If you remove it, you're being over on the assay. By the Shemen HaMishka, that's a din, that's the makam of the Shemen HaMishka, but there's no assay that has to be there. So if you remove it, you're not over the assay. But the Minchas Chinuch himself is ma'ir, that nobody counts the Mate Ayin that's a Senes Man as an assay. And the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah Sherish Shlishi, says the reason is because it's not Noyeg L'Dairus. You only count an assay which is Noyeg L'Dairus. But the Minchas Chinuch is bothered, and he asks the Gemara Kasha, why wouldn't it be Naig L'Dayrus? Is the Din L'Dayrus at the Tzitzenes Haman and the Shemen and the Mate Aaron have to be with the Aaron? Like we see here, it was Nignas with the Aaron. There's a Din L'Dayrus. Why wouldn't that be called the Mitzvah L'Dayrus? So the Bishkarov, it's in the Chedushi Agriz and Krisis, the Fahim and Beis, he brings one pshat b'shem Reb Chaim, and he says one pshat his own pshat. He says b'shem Reb Chaim, that a little bit of chayna, like the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah is hanach sham l'dayrusechem, put it there l'dayrus. That's the mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah l'dayrus that it should be there. The mitzvah is to put it there, and the putting it there should be l'dayrus. But that's not a mitzvah l'dayrus, because it's a one-time mitzvah to put it there, and that being there has to be l'dayrus. By the Shemen HaMishka, there, they do count it as a mitzvah. Why? Even though it also only made the Shemen and Mishka once. But there they count it as a mitzvah. What's the chilek? So Reb Chaim says, because by the case of the Tzitzenes Mana Mat Aaron, there's a mitzvah to put it there. If they put it there, then it should be there l'dayris. But there's no mitzvah l'dayris, and it should be there. But Hashem and Amishka, the mitzvah l'dayris is it should be there. That's what the Brisker brings from Reb Chaim. So this is a one-time mitzvah to put it there, just that the putting it there was l'dayris. Here there's a constant mitzvah that should be there. That's why it's called the mitzvah l'dayris. The Brisker says a different shot at Hashem and Amishka. He says Hashem and Amishka, it's not only the asiyas Hashem and Amishka, it's the mitzvah. It's the Dinei Shem and Mishka, it's a mitzvah. The Dinei Shem Mishka is Naeg L'Dairis. Yemei Shekhanim, Gedailim, and Malachim. It's Naeg L'Dairis. He says, in Lashal, the mitzvah of Big Dekuna, L'Dasa Rambam. The Rambam includes two things. Asiyas Big Dekuna, and Levishas Big Dekuna. Right? The mitzvah of Chatas. Anything that's a gate to the Chatas is included in that mitzvah. So Shem and Mishka has in it included mitzvahs that are L'Dairis. The Mashiach of Shem and Mishka. Matarans and Senes Haman, the Ono Dinim L'Dayres. That's what the Brisker Rav learns. Malkalbanim, that's the din, that the Tzenis Amon and the Shaman and the Mat Aaron have to be there. The Ram says, L'fnei Eidos, and the Shaman Mishka also has to be there. And like we're saying, the Chaim is making a chiluk, that the Tzenis Amon, the din is a mitzvah anachal l'fnei Eidos, and by the Shaman and Mishka, there's no mitzvah anachal l'fnei Eidos, the mitzvah that should be there l'fnei Eidos. Now another Nakuda, Bechlal in the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Amikta sheni miyav arim v'tanya, mishenignis arim nignis v'chuli, and mi ganzei sheo melech was ganzei." So this the Gemara is saying, why wasn't the arim there by Bayi Sheni? Because it was nignis by Yeshio. So Taisa Shanim asks the Shaila, and after the Gimel midbeis, the Mishnah's lashon is mishenita la'arim when the arim was taken, and the Gemara there says that mishenignis leikatani ela mishenita. It's the Gemara in the Gimel midbeis. Tana command yama arin gol lebavel. The Gemara brings a different brisa that the arin was gol lebavel. So the Gemara could have just as easily brought that brisa that the arin was gol lebavel. That's one man the Amr. Instead, the arin the Gemara chose to bring the brisa mishenignas arin that the arin was nignas. Now, why would that be? The Mishnah is mavur the nagel beis like the Gemara says that the Mishnayis, and that was the second Mishnah, holds that the arin was gol lebavel. Why would the Gemara here bring the Braisa, which goes not like the Mishnah, and says it was Nignas. As I use the Taisa Shana Ma'ir, is Ma'ir a little Begadir Sinchasat? The Taisa Rosh asked the Begadir Kushya. So, Gavaldig Akasha Tmiya, why did it bring this Braisa, not the Braisa that the Aram was Gaul Lubavel? Taisa Mechzav Ram says, Sinchasat the Taisa will be the Gvur Sari. The Gvur Sari asked the Kasha the following Kasha. If this is a Machlaikis, if it was Nignas or Golem, L'chayr, that machlekes is also negayim when it happened. Because if it was nignas, it was nignas by Yeshua HaMelech. But if it was gol l'bavel, so it was gol l'bavel at the end of Bayis Rishon, right? When they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So, the entire Asakasha, the Gemara in Hari Yisdaf Yudbeis, has a problem. It's mavur there on Meshach Yahayachiz. And how could they do it if already by the time of Yeshio, it was Nignas, and Yachas was afterwards. So how could they be Meshachim? So Gemara says that they used Shemana Farsamai. They didn't use the Shemana Mishka. Why did Gemara just say that it goes to, that the Braisa that says it, Meshach Yachas, goes like the man the Amer, that it wasn't Nignas, it was Gola. So he says in Shasat Dezach, he says the Pasuk here in Divrei Yom says it was Nignas. So everyone knows it was Nignas. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara that says it was Gola? After it was Nignas, then it was Gola. He brings the Gemara in Gittin, V'chaynu Isi, Masham Kvurim, that the Ebishter to show them the things, the hidden treasure, the Beis HaMikdash, in order they could take it to Bavel. So you could say it was Taka Nignas. According to one Bryce, it stayed Nignas, Yusham and Yom Ezalik, the Gemara there says. And according to the other one, even after it was Nignas, the Ebishter didn't allow it to stay Nignas, and ended up being Gola Bavel. But if you say that, the Lekuliyama was Nignas, so then it's not sure why I brought the Bryce up. This Bryce is the Lekuliyama. I wanted to tell you that the din of the Gniza, the Metzius of the Gniza, which is the Lekuliyama. What happened afterwards? That's a Machlaikas Tanam. If it remained Nignas, it was Gaul Lebavel. As I stated in the Gur Sari, and now be Miash of the Kasham of the Taiz Hashem and the Taiz Rush. And now let's see Vaita. The Gemara Nafna Gimma Man Aleph is talking about the din of Mala Ashan. The Gemara says that what do you learn from Kibba Anan Nirala Kapayrus to tell you that you have to put in a Mala Ashan? And then the Gemara brings another pasuk, Gechisa Nana Kateris Nakapayrus, and that also teaches you you need a Mala Ashan. So you might ask, Kra, Lakra? Why do you need two psukim for it? The Gemara says various answers. One is that the Al is good enough, or the Iker is good enough, the Marika the Islay. And the other answer is the first thing Gemara trying to tell you for Shilay and Beis Salam, but the Gemara says, anyway, because Hashaykh and Itim is Echta Masam. So the Gemara says, you're learning out that for the Shayim Meis Hashanah, they also says in the Malashan. And Rav Ashi says, Chad la Mitzvah, Chad la Akiv, and Rav says, Chad la Inish, Chad la Azar. Now, Rav Sheishis is Teretz, of Ein Li'el Ibn Bekapur, Meshayim Meis Hashanah, Minayin Tam Leim Vekisa. That sounds like there's Dinah Malashan on the Ulduk Teretz, even Meshayim Meis Hashanah. But the Rambam, the Rambam Menachas Yom Kippur, Berkei Halacha Chafei says, Chisim Nektaris Achas Misam Manel, Oy Mal Oshin Chayim Misalel, Shnev Layomus, Kibon and Rala Kippur. That's by Yom Kippur. But by the regular Kateris, the Rambam says, Nilchas Klay Mikdash, Perek Beis Lachachas, Chisir Achas Misam Manel, Chayiv Misa, Shainasis Kateris Zara. But he didn't mention anything about Mal Oshin. He didn't mention by Meis Hashan anything about Mala Asha. The Mishnah Melech tells the Chanit, and he says he holds Rav Sheishis is the only one that holds B'chol Hashanah. The other Amiram don't hold that way. And Bemis is smashed that way increases, because there it says, V'mchisa achas mikosan achayiv misa, and it doesn't mention about the Chsarin of Mala Asha. Now even though really, the Keteris of Yom Kippur and the Keteris of Kol Hashanah is the same Keteris, but the Din of Mala Asha, Vaisis is here by Yom Kippur, and it's not a Din in the Keteris Betzim. It's another din. It's another maila that you need maila ashan. And that was only said by the Keteris of Yom Kippur. Rav Sheishis says, you have the other pasuk teaching us Keteris b'chol ashana kula. But the other Amiram hold, they have a different reason for the two psukim, so it's only by Keteris of Yom Kippur. That's what you have to say the Rambam holds. There's a very interesting Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel. There, the Torah discusses Barichas Pitam Keteris, which you say every day. And the Beis Yosef also talks about Barichas, the Keteris. And he writes Bein Advarim like this. Period. There are 11 Samamanim until you get to Kinomain. That's it. There's other things also there. There's Baris Karshina, and Yayin Kefrisin, and Malach Sedaimis. And he says, "Sharebam, ainim bam el l'sakin ma'aseh simanim." Because Baruch Kashini ayin kefrisim, atim l'sakin d'tziparin, like we say in the Brisa. And Mala Ashen is to make the Ashen be metame v'ayla, and Melech Sedaimis is made for a different tikkun. And since the only there for tikkun, le'manim atari b'chlal samanim. So he says like this: Umashma dem chasham ainu chayiv klum. It's mashma that if you're missing the things that are bone the tikkun, you're not chayiv anything, because it says mchisa achas mikol samanel. The evshad afila isal like a b'chsar dvarim elu shein abom kiyum the tikkun ela shemitzin amuf kolash leil lechasra. That's the lashon of Beis Yosef. It brings a raya from the Gemara earlier on daf lamed ches that says that the Beis Haftinus were able to make the mala ashan, and the umnim from Alexandria weren't able to make the mala ashan, and it sounds like it was kosher. It just wasn't the mitzvah min amufker. Kapal Hashem lemanei, the Gemara then says. Ad kan the Beis Yosef. So the Mishnah Lamelech there starts with the Beis Yosef, and he says, Nerayis Neflaisi. Ad Gemara says, Mefurish. The Mal Oshin is also Mag. And he brings the Beis Shev, asks his Kasha, Beis Shev, writes pretty shy from the Beis Yosef. But I think the Beis Yosef is going like the Rambam. I think that's the Chayyot Teretz. Later the Mishnah Lamelech brings the Rambam and he discusses it. I think that's how the Beis Yosef is going. That Mala Oshin wasn't Ma'akev B'Shayim Meis Hashanah, and this Gemara is only Yom Kippur, and Rav Sheishis is only one opinion, and we're not asking that way. Gather the Taisi Shanim early on the Gemara of Lamed Ches tells the Chachar on this Kasha, that without Mala Oshin he says you're not Yetzir, because the Taisi Shanim assumes that even the Shayim Meis Hashanah need the Mala Oshin. And he says that they had a Mala Oshin, they just didn't have a specific Mala Oshin that the Beis Haftinus had, it could be Metame V'Oila. They had a Mala Ashen that wasn't Metame V'Oila. So the Yetzir that did a Mala Ashen, it just wasn't Metame V'Oila. But Al Kopanim, the Beis Yosef was naming on the Din of Mala Ashen altogether. And now it's Din with the Rambam. Now, also, the Rav Ashi's Teretz is Chad L'Mitzvah Chad L'Akev. That was Rav Ashi's Teretz. Chad L'Mitzvah Chad L'Akev. So Teretz asks the Kasha, why do you need a Pasuk L'Akev? It says Chukah. Chukah is L'Akev. And Taisus answers that Chukah is only for Yom Kippur, but the Teretz Kol Hashanah, you need a Pasuk L'Akev. And he says it's not the same Teretz of Sheshes. If Sheshes holds that one Pasuk is for Yom Kippur, one Pasuk for Shai Meis Hashanah, And if Ashi is saying that both Pesukim are for Yom Kippur and for Shayim Ma'is Hashanah, and the second Pasuk is telling you that Shayim Ma'is Hashanah is Ma'akev. Right, so obviously Taisus holds that even according to Rav Ashi, Shayim Ma'is Hashanah needs Ma'al Asha, not like the Rambam. But that's his teretz though, that Holam Mitzvah Ma'akev, you don't need for Yom Kippur because you have Chukah telling you Ma'akev. But you need it for Shayim Ma'is Hashanah. Now the Taisus Shanim says that the reason why you don't say Chukah is Ma'akev is because Tikkun HaKeteres Ein Chayvin Ov Lasses Bei B'yom L'Me'asmo. Chukah means the things you do on Yom Kippur. When do you put in the Ma'al Ashen into the K'teris? Erev Yom Kippur. And he brings a Raya from the Gemara in the 6th Perek that says that's the dinner that you need Shneim Shavu K'chas and K'achas. It's not Ma'akev. Why? Why don't you say Chukah? That the two Siyim have to be Shneim Shavu K'chas and K'achas. Elamai, because you don't do that on Yom Kippur. You do it Me'asmo, so Chukah is not going on that. So the Mechaz Aram says, Geshmak, what's the svaris of Machlaikis in Taisus and the Taisus Shanim? That Taisus holds that Chukah would go on Ma'al Ashan, and Taisus Shanim holds it won't. He says, you could clear a Shaila. The din that you need Ma'al Ashan, is that a din in the Pitam Akteris, in the Maisa Akteris, that besides the Yud Alef Samanim that the Akteris needs, it also needs Ma'al Ashan, that's a Chelik of the Akteris? Or no, it's a din in the Akter of the Akteris, the Avedis Akteris. That the Vayis Akteris has to be ba'ifin that it's Ma'al Ashan, and the only way you could do it is if you have this Ma'al Ashan in the Akteris. But the Ikka is that the Akteris has to be, the way you do that, Vayis Akteris has to be ba'ifin that it's Ma'al Ashan. As the Teis Shanim holds that it's a din in the Akteris. The Akteris has to include a Ma'al Ashan. So mainly he says, without an extra pasuk, wouldn't be Ma'akev. Why? Because how the carbon should be, dinim about the carbon, that's not the Aveda. That's not done on Yom Kippur. That's done when you acquire the carbon in Erev Yom Kippur. So the Chukah is not going on that. So the Torah would tell you a mitzvah, the carbon should be this, the carbon should be that. That's things that you do on Erev Yom Kippur. So there's no Chukah for that. The Torah would have to give you an extra pasuk to Ma'akev. That's why even on Yom Kippur, you need an extra pasuk that Ma'al Ashen is Ma'akev. But according to Taisus, Ma'al Ashen is not a din in the K'teris, how and what the ingredients of the K'teris have to be. Ma'al Ashen is din is what the K'teris has to do, how the K'teris has to burn. That's done on Yom Kippur. That's the Avodas HaK'teris is done on Yom Kippur. So Chukah would apply to that. Chai Richtig. He brings a Minchas Chinuch, a Mitzvah Kuf Yud, there's a live deraisa, it's a chorus, to be mefatim the K'teris, to copy the K'teris, to make a maskunta loisasa kamo, to make an exact replica of the K'teris as an issa deraisa, it's chorus. So the question is, what if you made all 11 Samanim, but you didn't put in the Ma'al Ashan? So the Mechaz Chinuch says, according to the Rambam, the Ma'al Ashan is only Ma'akev on Yom Kippur, it's not Ma'akev B'Shayim Ma'is Hashanah. It's Pasha that you're over on the lav of being Mefatim the K'teris, even if you didn't put in the Ma'al Ashan. But if you're all like the Rishayim, like Taisus, like the Taisus Shanim, like Rav Sheshis, that the Ma'al Ashan is Ma'akev B'Shayim Ma'is Hashanah, so you can clear. So the Chayim, that will be telling these two tzadim. If it's a din in the etzim ingredients of the k'teris, so if you didn't put in the Ma'al Ashan, so that's not k'teris. It's ma'akev. So you don't have the k'teris with all the ingredients. You have 11 samanim, but you're still missing an ingredient which is ma'akev in the k'teris, so you didn't do the k'teris k'maskunta. Ma'ashengen, if it's a din in the k'tara, and you'll say b'shayim meis hashana also is din in the k'tara. It's a din when the k'teris is burnt, it has to be burnt by eifim Ma'al Ashan. But for the ingredients of the k'teris, you don't need it. It's just the way it has to burn. The mail, it has to be in the greenness because that's the only way you're going to get it to burn that way. So then it makes sense that you have the k'teris without it. You just wouldn't be able to actually bring this k'teris on the mizbeach because you'll be missing the way to be makter it. But here, there's anyway not k'teris. This is no kedusha. You're being even alive of replicating the k'teris. So you replicated the k'teris. But the Mechaz Aram clears, even if it's one of the ingredients in the K'teris, but still, Maskunta L'Sasa Kamara could be not going on all the ingredients that are grand and active in the K'teris. It's going on the actual K'teris, which is the Yinal Samanim, that's the Kufa K'teris. Azay L'Chai, that's what the Mechaz Chinuch was clearing. So the Ma'al Ashan is not really, even if it's a necessary ingredient for the K'teris of the Mitzvah, but that's not the K'teris that the Torah told you not to replicate. The Torah told you not to replicate the Yinal Samanim, so you'd be chayiv even without the Ma'al Ashan.